You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Good afternoon. Great to see you all today. It's a joy and an honor to be here. All the saints at Trinity Episcopal in St. Augustine told me to tell you hello, so they say hi, and I'm sure I'll give them your greetings as well on my return. Before we begin, I just want to say thank you, Cathedral of the Advent, for being a steadfast, faithful gospel witness, both here in Birmingham and around our country and around the world. Your ministry here and the steadfast faithfulness of this ministry, Craig, goes far beyond Birmingham. And I, for one, am grateful. A little southeast of here, and so many around the country are thankful that this is a place where Jesus is proclaimed faithfully and steadfastly. So please keep going. Please keep going. If y'all keep going, I'll keep going. How about that? Okay? I'd like for you to grab a prayer book, if you would. I'm going to be preaching on Psalm 32 today, and I would like for us to read the first 8 verses of Psalm 32 in unison together. It's on page 624 in your prayer books. Psalm 32. Page 624. And again, let's read the first 8 verses in unison. Happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is put away. Happy are they to whom the Lord imputes no guilt and in whose spirit there is no guile. While I held my tongue, my bones withered away because of my groaning all day long. For your hand was heavy upon me day and night. My moisture was dried up as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not conceal my guilt. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Then you forgave me the guilt of my sin. Therefore, all the faithful will make their prayers to you in time of trouble. When the great waters overflow, they shall not reach them. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. Well, friends, it's Lent, and so let's begin with a little bit of a heavy question. Have you ever hurt someone you love and who loves you? Have you ever hurt someone you love and who loves you? Okay, thank you. And I'm not saying hypothetically hurt them, actually hurt them. Could have been words or actions or an act of infidelity, a biting comment, a betrayal, an act of unfaithfulness. Maybe it was intentional and maybe it wasn't. Maybe you could have controlled it and maybe you couldn't have controlled it. Maybe you could have helped it, maybe not. None of that really matters. And when you came to your senses and you saw the hurt that you caused and the destruction that ensued, when you saw that the hurtful, wounding, destructive actions or words actually came from a place of sinfulness and brokenness deep in your own heart. Maybe a profound sadness came over you. Now, if you're like me, when I experience this, the first thing that I want to do is lawyer up. I want to lawyer up. My inner lawyer gets really active. And it tells me, don't say a word that would incriminate yourself. Don't say a word that would incriminate yourself. Then maybe you want to start bargaining with the person you hurt. Bring out the character witnesses. Yeah, I know I did that, but look at all the good stuff I did for you. And then shame comes along, and it's so great that you just want to run away and hide. These are not exactly the happiest times of life, are they? When I kept silent, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. Friends, bottling up our sin and our brokenness, not acknowledging it, but hiding it, building walls and barbed wire fences around it, and then building moats around that with alligators and great white sharks, putting up no trespassing signs there at that place of brokenness and sin in our hearts. It's a heavy place there. It's a burden too heavy to bear. It's in those places where we groan all day long. It's where we waste away and dry up. But maybe you took a risk after all of this. Maybe you took a risk. Maybe you went to the beloved one that you wounded, and you got on your face, and through sorrowful tears, you said maybe the three most powerful phrases in the English language: I was wrong, and I'm sorry, and I love you. I was wrong, and I'm sorry, and I love you. I'm so sorry I hurt you. Maybe there's someone who needs to hear those words from you today. Now, the wounded person is at a crossroads here as well. They can say, I forgive you, but I don't ever want to see you again. That's an option. Sometimes it's a necessary option. They can begrudgingly forgive, but hold it over your head for the rest of your life and use it as a bargaining tool. That's an option. Or they can absorb the wound, pick up the one who wounded them, pick them up off the ground, take him into their arms, tell them that you love them and you forgive them and you want them back. Then I acknowledge my sin to you and did not hide my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave me the guilt of my sin. When a beloved person who you really did hurt forgives you and wants to reconcile with you, it's the most amazing thing in the world, isn't it? It's the most amazing thing in the world. It's where intimacy is created. It brings a profound transformation to the one who did the wounding. Happy are those whose sin is forgiven. Or as my friend Paul likes to say, when you know you deserve judgment, but you receive love instead, there's nothing better. There's nothing better. Friends, here's the gift of Lent. So we've been talking about this on the horizontal plane. Let's take it to the vertical now. Here's the gift of Lent. Here is the love gift from God for you. We don't have to be silent about our sins anymore to Him. We don't have to hide from God anymore. Rather, as the psalm says, He Himself is our hiding place. We don't have to hide from Him anymore. We can hide in Him now. We don't have to groan all day long anymore. We don't have to waste away and dry up anymore. Rather, we can be surrounded by glad cries of deliverance from God for you. In other words, we can come to God now and we can spill our guts. We can come to God and we can spill our guts, spill the beans, let it all out, tell Him everything. all the ways we've hurt and betrayed and been unfaithful to him and to our neighbor. You can tell him about the dark place from which all the betrayals and unfaithfulness comes. He already knows about it anyway. He's already there. But it's good for us to tell him about it. Because the fact of the matter is, friends, I am the one who has deeply and personally wounded God. I'm the one who has offended him, been unfaithful to him in thought, word, and deed. I'm the one who nailed him to the cross. And those horrific thoughts, words, and deeds of mine come from a horrific place deep within my heart. My condition is bleak. Now, y'all are a right one church, right, Craig? Praise God. Well, we confess this in our prayer confession in the right one liturgy. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these omissed doings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. When I withheld my sin, my bones dried up. The remembrance of them, the burden of them is intolerable. Friends, here's the gift of Lent. Jesus said, come to me, say it with me, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. Even weary and heavy laden with our own sin. The kind of God we have is a God who invites us to come to him, who are weary and heavy laden with our own sin. I can take the risk to come to him and spill the beans about my horrible condition, about those horrible things that spring from my condition. He invites us to come to him and tell him everything. And whenever I do, y'all, this is amazing. Whenever I do, you know what he says? I'll tell you what he doesn't say. He doesn't shake his head and say, I thought you'd do better. He doesn't bring a hammer down on top of my head, a hammer of judgment. You know what he says? Peace be with you, my beloved son. I'm gentle and lowly in heart. Here's some rest for your guilty, shameful soul. Your sins are forgiven. That's what he tells me. Your sins are forgiven. And friends, we have to come to terms with this. And I know we have, but we continually have to come to terms with this. Christianity is primarily a religion of forgiveness. I know that's overly simplistic, maybe, but it's the truth. Christianity is primarily a religion of forgiveness. So when I come to him and spill my guts, Jesus says to me, I've already forgiven you. I forgave you 2,000 years ago on a hill right outside of Jerusalem. I forgave you when I spilled my blood and took your sins away and died in your place on that cross. I forgave you when I defeated death for you to give you eternal life and rose again. I forgave you as I sit here at the right hand of the Father. And he says, I did all of that for you because I love you. It's my kindness that leads you to repentance. And dear friends, the love and intimacy with God that comes from being a repenting sinner who has a forgiving, merciful Savior. The intimacy with the divine that comes from being not a hypothetical sinner, a real sinner who has a forgiving, merciful Savior. The kind gift of God's unconditional forgiveness leads us to repentance. The kind, loving gift of unconditional forgiveness from God for you over the years will make a kind, forgiving person out of you. It's just what happens. Because she who has been forgiven much loves much. Amen.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you will join us at one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.